This is JIS News. Coming up, systems at Spanish Town Hospital to be reviewed, infected persons urged to protect themselves from mosquito bites, and Jamaicans encouraged to get trained and certified for employment. The news in detail after this break.
I wish me could I get a day for go do my personal business, you know. It would have better than fear run from work for go catch another business place before it close. Sometimes I feel like me live a work.
Say you know here about the flexi work.
Flexi work?
Yeah man, flexi work arrangements are gonna allow workers and employers to arrange a traditional 40-hour week to suit them needs.
FlexiWork will allow wider service to customers due to varied opening hours and more business days, more time for family and personal interests, and increased productivity and cost effectiveness within companies. Support FlexiWork. Balance work, balance life with FlexiTime. A message from the Ministry of Labour and Social Security.
Now the news. The management of the Southeast Regional Health Authority and the Spanish Town Hospital are to conduct a review of systems at the St. Catherine facility with a view to improving efficiency and patient flow. Following a tour of the accident and emergency area and meeting at the hospital Monday, Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson said improvements were expected within the shortest possible time.
From the meeting this morning, we have looked at some of the challenges relative to the accident and emergency area. We have taken some decisions which will be made public soon. Officers have been tasked to report to me by next Tuesday on those decisions we have taken.
In the meantime, the health minister said two reports into recent incidents at the hospital have been completed and were to be presented to him today. The reports will also be reviewed by the relevant technical officers in the ministry. Acting Chief Medical Officer in the Ministry of Health, Dr. Marion Bullock Ducasse, is urging persons who've been infected with the chikungunya virus to protect themselves from mosquito bites during their infectious period. This in an effort to limit the spread of the mosquito-borne virus. Infected persons should take measures including sleeping under a mosquito net, using insect repellent, staying in a home with screens on doors and windows, and covering their bodies as much as possible for at least 7 days after the onset of fever. Dr. Ducasse is advising that these persons limit their movements and avoid mosquito bites during the 7-day period. Persons are being encouraged to continue to search for and destroy mosquito breeding sites at least twice per week to reduce the mosquito population and slow the spread of vector-borne diseases, including chikungunya. And Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson is urging citizens to assist in the campaign to control the chikungunya virus. Dr. Ferguson is emphasizing that the effort to contain and control the disease can only be successful if citizens take the necessary steps to destroy mosquito breeding sites in their surroundings and protect themselves from mosquito bites.
And in containing and controlling, it means that we have to do the necessary work. What is it that we must do? We must destroy breeding sites. We must take on personal responsibility in terms of protecting ourselves.
Dr. Ferguson was addressing the official opening and handing over ceremony for the upgraded Williamsfield Health Center in Westmoreland recently. He says the Ministry of Health is engaged in consultations for the planned rollout of a national cleanup day. The effort will target areas with likely breeding sites for the Aedes aegypti mosquito. And Jamaicans are being urged to take advantage of skills training and certification programs available through institutions such as the Heart Trust NTA to become better equipped for the job market. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites says employers require workers who are trained and certified to meet marketplace needs and demands. The minister, who was speaking at the recent Heart Trust NTA Economic Growth Symposium and public lecture, cited a 2012 Ministry of Labour and Social Security study which showed that 34% of employers surveyed stated a need for skills training for their employees.
It is time now for a new suite of skills. A new set of competences, much more articulated to the marketplace and to the country's development objectives, as well as to personal aspirations.
Reverend Thwaites says while the intention is not to abandon the fundamental competences, consideration must be given to restructuring the current educational provisions to incorporate greater focus on skills training. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.